08 new accessing iCloud documents, blindness resources, back button.
Welcome to this demonstration of using VoiceOver in Mountain Lion. In this demonstration, I want to give you a bit of a demonstration on accessing your documents from iCloud using TextEdit. So before I get started, let me just say that my MacBook Pro is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and as usual, let me start from non-spot on my Mac by going Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D, which is a VoiceOver command, to get to the desktop, and I'll do that now. Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
I'm going to go to my Applications folder with Shift-Command-A.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And it's going to type in TE to get down to TextEdit.
TextEdit.app application.
Okay, open it up with Command-O, and you might have just heard it said TextEdit.app application. That's because I've got my file extensions turned on in my Finder. So Command-O to open.
Oh, TextEdit. Open. System dialog. iCloud. Uncheck checkbox. List view. Table.
Okay, now at the moment, what's currently brought up is a dialog box where I can open up a document. And let me just check where it's currently pointing at, because I actually missed that checkbox bit. So I'm going to do Shift VO or Control Option and then Function Key Left Arrow, because that turns my home key. So I'll do that now, top window.
iCloud, uncheck checkbox.
Okay, so at this moment, the system is asking me to look on my local Mac for a file, because if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
On my Mac, check checkbox.
That's currently checked. So I'm going to do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
iCloud, uncheck checkbox.
And I'm going to do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Check iCloud checkbox.
And I'm going to get down to the new button because I want to create a new file with TextEdit and save to the iCloud. So VO Command J or Control Option Command J.
On my Mac, uncheck search text feed new document button.
Okay, there's a new document. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Prep new. Now in untitled window, edit text.
Interact with the editor with Shift VO Deno, Shift Control Option Deno.
Interact with edit text.
And I'm just going to type in hello world for the moment.
A E O spec W O R D period okay. World period.
Current line with VOL Control Option L.
Hello world.
Okay. Now I'm going to press save, which is Command S.
Save. Save as. Where? File format.
I'm just going to type in the file name. I'm going to call it David's Test Document.
D-I-D-S space David's T-E space test D-E-T document.
Okay, and press enter.
Closing dialog.
Okay, so that's saved to the iCloud. So I'm just going to do Command W to close this current document window.
Close.
Now I'm going to do Command O again.
Open, open, system dialog, iCloud, check checkbox, image browser, grid, no selection.
And you heard it say iCloud checkbox, because that's the last folder that we're actually in. Now, currently it's come up with image view. I'm going to quickly change that to list view by just pressing Command 2.
List view table.
Okay, now I can interact with that table. So Shift VO Deno, Shift Control Option Deno.
Interact with list view table.
And if I just type in DA.
David's test document.rtf.
There's the document that I just created and saved to the iCloud. Okay, so let me press escape for the moment. Now, I'd like to get to documents on my local machine now. So again, I'm just going to do Command-O.
Open, open, system dialog, iCloud, check checkbox, list view, take.
And I don't want iCloud, I want to use my Mac. So I'm going to jump to the top of the window again with Shift-VO or Control-Option Function Key left arrow.
iCloud, check checkbox.
And I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control-Option right arrow.
On my Mac, uncheck checkbox.
Okay, I want to be on my Mac, so VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Check on my Mac checkbox.
Now again, it's reverted back to an other view other than my list view. So again, I'm just going to do Command 2. And I'm going to do Shift Command O to make sure I'm in my documents folder. And I'm going to do VO Command T or Control Option Command T to, for my table list.
Sidebar, table, list view, table.
Okay, interact with Shift VO down, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with list view table, row 1052.
Okay, and VO down, Control Option down arrow.
App third party voiceover friend access. App third party voiceover friendly apps.rtf reached.
Okay, this is my third-party voiceover-friendly apps for iOS devices. So I'm just going to press enter to open it.
Now in app third-party voiceover-friendly apps.rtf window, edit text insertion at beginning of text. Third-party map voiceover-friendly applications. The following applications from third parties are mostly voiceover-friendly.
Okay, so far we've basically created a new document, saved it to the iCloud. We've reaccessed that document going back to the iCloud. I've then opened up a local file on my Mac, and I can make any changes here and save it back to my local Mac as well. So that will do it for the brief demonstration for the moment. I'm just going to press Command Q to close TextEdit.
Finder, Applications window.
And I'm going to close the application window with Command W.
Close window, now in desktop, Dropbox alias.
And as you can see, it's very easy to switch between iCloud and your local Mac. And remembering that all the iCloud stuff is actually done through your iCloud account for documents, contacts, bookmarks, etc. So that concludes this demonstration. Thanks for listening and bye for now.